before we go further, just for those who are not as familiar about what premium subsidies are, can you just give us a 1 minute rundown of what they are?
Sure. Suppose a typical farmer is the total premium for coverage of his crops is $10,000. The government will pay roughly $6,000 of that $10,000. That's how the program is set up, that the government subsidizes the premium that the farmer has to pay, which is intended to cover over the long run his expected losses. The government also subsidizes the delivery of the insurance through a fairly substantial subsidy to crop insurance companies. The restriction would be that no farmer would receive more than $40,000 in premium subsidies. So that would mean you'd have to have crops that the total premium for those crops would have to be $100,000 or more for most of the people who are going to be subject to this limitation. If you do some back of the envelope work, that means, in fact, that you're looking at farms with gross revenues from the sale of crops that are insurable, well in excess of $750,000 and up. So these are relatively large operations. A back of the envelope analysis would suggest that no more than 4% of farms would be subject to any reduction in their premium subsidies.